Tom, this is Max. Talk to you soon.
Somehow you're not patriotic, and we should stand up and say we are Americans and we have a right to debate and disagree with any administration.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rodden and this is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. How you doing today? Listen, I have another great guest lined up, even though usually on Sundays I don't have a guest, but today I do. And the lady that's going to be joining me in a minute has been, she just recently put up her website, which is called Nature Cons. And the way you're going to find her website is naturecons.weebly.com. Weebly is a little website creator, builder kind of system. But today my guest is Diane Hunter, and we're going to be talking about Stacy Lynn. And many of you may not know who this lady is, but Stacy Lynn has been a freedom fighter, and she's been fighting against UN Agenda 21 out in Colorado in the Fort Collins area. And she's been stepping on some toes. So recently they took her son away from her and gave her son to the father, who never had anything to do with the kid. And her son is about, I don't know, 8 or 9 years old, I believe. And she really needs a lot of help. And if you go to my website, theunsolicitedopinion.com, you're going to find a link on the left-hand side of the main page. There is information about Stacy Lynn, and if you want to help her out to defray legal costs, there's also an address on there as well for you to be able to do that. I want to welcome my guest, Diane Hunter, to the show this morning because she's been doing a lot of research on what's been going on with Stacy Lynn. And I have also had Stacy Lynn on my show over the last year and a half or so. She's been on a couple times. So if you go to my website and listen to the podcast, just search Stacy Lynn. If you go to my website and search the search button, and you're going to find podcasts of Stacy Lynn on my show exposing UN Agenda 21. And now we need to help her because she has been standing up fighting for us. So listen, it's all for one and one for all. If you haven't figured that out yet, you better figure it out real soon, because if you don't get into this battle, you're going to be a slave. There's nothing going on in between. So I want to welcome Diane Hunter to my show this morning. Hi, Di. How are you?
Good morning, Maggie. I'm good. How are you?
Good. So let's start talking about, you got your website up, Nature Cons, and you've got a lot of information on secret societies and stuff like that that you've been doing research on. So I want to direct people to go to your website. I will link to it on mine. So make sure that you check it out. I'm not sure if we just got lost here, if we're still on the air, if we're not, because I think I just lost the connection.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to keep talking because I've got a remotely, well, it says I'm remotely connected, but I can't really tell here, Di. Oh, wait, here, it's just dropping stuff on me, so I'm not sure if I'm in this conversation or if I've been dropped. It's kind of hard for me to tell because I cannot tell off the top of my head. So hang on. Now I'm connecting back into the system. Here we are. Let's see if what's going on here. Why I'm thrown out of this system. I think I have been thrown out of the system. No, maybe I'm still in. Maybe somebody will call in and let me know if they're hearing my show, if they're not hearing my show, because I can't tell. I'm going to yell to somebody in the other room. John, can you hear me? Well, I'm not really sure, since the computer tells me I got disconnected, whether we're on the air or not, but I'm just going to go with that we are, because I can't really tell. Anyway, let's talk about what's going on with Stacy Lynn.
Okay. And your introduction was great. For the people who don't know what is happened with her, Stacy. She's been fighting for years about ICLEI and Agenda 21. She had some excellent presentations on it, and she was making real headway to expose the corruption on both the local and the state levels in Colorado. And it's a collective opinion that she did her job too well with this and is now being targeted. I can see no other reason for it.
Okay, hold on one second, Diane, because I want to make sure. I'm going to add somebody who's called in quickly to, they're probably going to tell us we're on the air. Hi, caller, can you hear us?
Hi, we hear you.
Okay, great, thank you. The computer told me I was knocked out of the system. I appreciate
that. I'm clear.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thanks. Bye. Diane, go ahead.
Okay. Well, what happened was on late last year, Stacy Lynn lost the custody battle for her son. Now, the important question that I think everybody needs to ask here is why. There was no justification of removing a child from the only parent he has ever known. She has done nothing wrong. There are no charges against her. There is nothing. So that, I think, is the first thing. The courts always talk about the best interest of the children. Of course, we know that's probably comparable to saying, I'm here from the government. I want to help. It's a red flag when you hear that.
Right.
Apparently, I think it was on December 19th, and I might have my days a little bit wrong. Stacy went to the school where her son was enrolled to pick him up and found that the boy's father was there with him. She had never gotten copies of the orders transferring custody to the boy, or to the father.
Okay.
So they left at that point, the Stacy and her son, and the next day, they went to the judicial system in Larimer County, Fort Collins, Colorado, to get copies of the orders. Now, at that point, We Are Change Colorado videotaped this, and everybody can see it on YouTube or on my website. I also have it posted on
okay.
the Stacy Lynn page, and I'll give you that in just a minute, how to get to it. Well, you can get to it. It's naturecons.weebly.com. And you click on the news section, and you'll see the page for Stacy Lynn will come up.
Okay.
And you can see the YouTube video. It's entitled Stacy Lynn Arrested Son Taken From Her. So when she was checking in with these orders and trying to find out what was going on, the court had come down and said that if she did not give custody of her son up by noon, she would be arrested. Well, apparently she had just gotten these orders or copies of them about an hour and a half ago. So how you can be expected to understand that and comply in an hour and a half is beyond me, Maggie. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either, but the game is rigged, and it's rigged against her. That's pretty evident.
Yes. So what they did, and thank goodness We Are Change Colorado did get this all on video, because there's no denying it now. They arrested her with no warrant in hand. She specifically asked for one, and they said it was at the jail. Well, to my knowledge, do you not have to have a warrant in hand, Maggie?
Well, I'm not a constitutional scholar, but there has to be a warrant on file. I don't know if when cops arrest people, if they typically present the warrant to them before they arrest them. I don't know, but certainly you're entitled. Our Constitution tells us we are entitled to see the judgment, if you will, and I'm not sure if that's the correct term, against you, which a warrant would be some judge having supposed to be, prior to the Patriot Act anyway, a judge had to sign off on anything like that. Now they just operate like the little Bolsheviks that they are. But you should be entitled to, you are entitled. I shouldn't say should, you are entitled. Unfortunately, these people don't follow the law.
Right. And what they did after that was they had threatened her to hold her indefinitely at that jail until she turned that boy over to a parent he's never known, just a few days before Christmas. Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Isn't that like sticking the knife in and turning it?
Well, these people are evil.
Yeah, I can only imagine how traumatic that was to that little boy.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. I'm sure it screwed him up for a good portion of his young life. He'll be quite screwed up from this whole affair.
Yes, and I hope she... I believe she is suing them, and I hope she sues them for every penny Fort Collins, Colorado has. Anyway, after this happened, oh, and they gave her, when they arrested her, they gave her a cash-only $1,500 bail.
Hang on, Di. We got to go to break. Hold that thought. We'll come back to that, the $1,500 cash-only bail that she had to come up with. It's just ludicrous. We'll be back in 3 minutes, everybody. Don't change the dial. This is Maggie Rodden. This is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. And thankfully, a couple people emailed me, and the lady called to tell us you could hear us because my computer's telling me I was thrown out of the system. So...
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at powerofthepursemovie.com. Again, that's powerofthepursemovie.com.
Flawless science believes you deserve the right to have a long and healthy life. You deserve to have toxin-free air and water and foods rich in minerals and nutrients. Factory farming, genetically modified foods, and thousands of environmental contaminants are polluting our world and stripping your right to healthy life away from you. FlawlessScience.com helps you regain these rights. FlawlessScience.com makes natural products and provides the best nutraceutical products to enhance your quality of life, your state of health, and well-being. So whether you're struggling with obesity, diabetes, hypertension, memory loss, allergies, high cholesterol, neuropathy, or to spice things up in the bedroom, FlawlessScience.com is here to help you. FlawlessScience.com ships quickly worldwide in discreet packaging and will never sell your information to anyone for any reason. For all your wellness, weight control, extreme muscle building, and nutraceutical needs, visit FlawlessScience.com today.
Hi, Maxine here, the Orion Talk Radio spokes chick, with a question. Do you have a product or service that you would like to tell the world about? Why not advertise on the Orion Talk Radio Network? We have ad packages that are very reasonable and cost-effective. We offer 30 or 60-second commercials and web banner space with links to your business website. For a rate card and more information, contact us at OrionTalkRadio@gmail.com. That's OrionTalkRadio@gmail.com. This is Max. Thanks for listening.
Do you have a product or service that you would like to tell the world about? Why not advertise on the Orion Talk Radio Network? Orion Talk Radio has ad packages that are very reasonable and cost-effective. For a rate card and more information, contact us at OrionTalkRadio@gmail.com. That's OrionTalkRadio@gmail.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and this is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. My guest this morning is Diane Hunter, and you can find her website at naturecons.weebly.com, naturecons.weebly.com. Go there. She's been doing a lot of research, putting some good information up on her website, and she has also been focusing on what's happening with Stacy Lynn, a fellow freedom fighter out in Fort Collins, Colorado, who is being persecuted by these Bolsheviks who are in power and their front men. And when we left, when we went off to break, Diane, you were talking about the $1,500 bail that they had told her she had to come up with. So go, continue from there, if you would, please.
Right. Well, I guess they only did the cash only just to make it more difficult for her. It's the only reason I can figure it out. Then what had happened, and also on the video, it says where she is ordered to pay the plaintiff, the father's legal fees of $14,000 within 45 days.
Yeah, yeah.
But getting back to the bail and what happened, she did go to a hearing on, I believe it was the 29th or 30th of December for her arrest, where the district attorney stated people's announcement and no charges. So there were never any charges against her.
Wait a second. So, say that again, Di.
Okay, at the hearing.
Okay.
The DA announced people's announcement of no charges.
So they arrested her and they had no charges that they wanted to levy against her.
Right.
So what are they saying were the grounds that they arrested her for then?
I don't
know. Obviously they weren't valid. I mean, obviously they didn't have any. Unless they decided to drop whatever they claimed they have. But how could they have had any? Because she hasn't done anything wrong.
Well, on the video, when she asked the sergeant, whoever it was, who was arresting her, and he did give a brief, what did he say, something about not complying with court orders or something like that in turning over her son. But then they said there's no announcement of charges. So... from what I can tell, there were never any charges filed.
Right.
So this is, you know, this is just unbelievable. I never thought I would live to see the day that this was happening to such a degree in this country. And I think that parents all over this country better think, if this can happen to Stacey Lynn, it can happen to anyone. This isn't just Stacey's fight. It's the entire country's fight. If she goes down, Maggie, we'll all go down with her because it will set a precedent that we'll never recover from.
Well, there's a lot of people right now, Diane, are being persecuted by this out-of-control government, this criminal group that is in power, this criminal enterprise that is running our government. There's a lot of people being persecuted. I just got an email yesterday about a lady who was poor and was thrown in jail because she couldn't pay a fine, like a $450 fine, I think it was. They wanted to fine her because she didn't have the money to fix her roof, so it was a code violation, so they gave her 10 days in jail. So, I mean, Stacey is not the only one being persecuted. People are being persecuted all over the country. But the point is, and what you're bringing out with Stacey, if people don't stand up and fight back, then it's only a matter of time before you're next. And if you think that you can sit on the sidelines or cower in a corner and get away with living your life as if nothing is going on forever, you're a fool, because it's not happening. It's not happening now. They are systematically stripping us of all of our liberties in this country. So at what point will you decide you've had enough and decide to get involved in fighting back? That's the question I have for people, Diane. At what point will they decide they've had enough? And, you know, many people are familiar with that poem by Pastor Niemöller, First They Came for the Trades Unions, and I wasn't in the trades union, so I did nothing. Then they came for the communists. And this is all related to the history of National Socialism, which was Nazism, and he was opposed to the communists, and which were the Bolsheviks, and he was opposed to the unions, because when Hitler was fighting in World War I, the unions went on strike, and they weren't providing armaments to the soldiers. So that's why Hitler had an axe to grind against the unions. So if you know that poem, First They Came for the Unions, I wasn't in the union, so I did nothing. Then they came for the communists, I wasn't a communist, so I did nothing. Then they came for the Jews, I wasn't a Jew, and I did nothing. Then they came for me, and there was nobody left to stand for me. So all you got to do is insert your name in there. Gee, first I came for the people who were the smokers, and I didn't smoke, so I did nothing. And then they came for the people who were putting salt on their food, and I didn't use salt, so I did nothing. Then they came for the fat people, and I wasn't fat, so I did nothing. Now they're coming for me, and there's nobody left to stand for me, so... Even though I don't like the Nazis, National Socialists, the commies, they can go pound salt. The Bolsheviks were the commies, so there you go. But the point was, nobody stood up.
Right, and the thing is, I think it's important here to point out that ICLEI has been in Fort Collins well-established for between 17 to 18 years. So if we can push them back and stop this then... I think it's going to send an announcement out to all of these people, like you were talking with the code violations. If the other cities can see and have Fort Collins as an example and say, yes, the American people really stood up to that, maybe they will think twice about persecuting these other people on code violations. That's what I'm hoping for.
Well, people need to get involved. I say this every day. I'm a broken record here. 6 days a week on air, I say the same thing. 6 days a week on air, that you need to get up off your duff and get involved. And unfortunately, not enough of us are doing anything, Diane. That's the problem. It's not like there aren't millions of people out there who are going to be impacted by this, whose lives will be altered permanently. It's not like they don't exist out there, but to get them to do anything, ooh, I don't want to draw attention to myself. Ooh, no, I don't want them to know who I am. Ooh, no, I'll just hide out. I'll be quiet as a church mouse, and nobody will notice until the sledgehammer comes smashing down on your head, little church mouse. Then you'll notice.
Well, if people can stand by, and as you said, correctly said, Maggie, this is happening throughout the country. If you can't stand up for yourself, what about the children? You know, if we lose this, we are lost, because it will make such a fact that Americans will roll over and take anything. The whole world is watching what we're doing now. And I don't mean just in the Stacey Lynn case. I mean fighting for our country. And I can't imagine that so many Americans still want to do nothing. It's quite a different thing if you don't know about it. However, I do believe that everyone's got to know there's something deeply wrong here.
Well, you know, here's the thing. Everybody, you know, if they haven't figured out something's wrong, they may not know specifically what's wrong, and they may not know specifically who's behind what's wrong, because we've all been lied to, because the mass media and our educational system and our religious institutions are all owned by the same handful of people. They own the magazines, they own television, they own Hollywood, they own the banks, they own the corporations, they control the religious institutions, therefore the message your preacher is sending to you in most of the religious institutions is all this canned social justice crap, which of course has nothing to do with individual liberty. Most people don't know. But once you do know, you're obligated to do something about it. I think you have a moral obligation. Anyway, I can hear the cue music die. We're going to go to another 3-minute break. We'll be right back. Diane Hunter is my guest this morning. Check out the tab on her website with Stacey Lynn's name on it, naturecons.weebly.com. Take a look. We'll be right back.
Free speech guaranteed. You're listening to the Orion Talk Radio Network. The Orion Talk Radio Network is here. The First Amendment of the Constitution grants us freedom of speech. That's the freedom to express our views and opinions without censorship. If you listen to mainstream radio at all, you'll notice that free speech is pretty hard to find these days, with just a handful of networks offering programs that dare to discuss topics and issues that have a profound impact on our daily lives. The mainstream media simply lies by omission and distortion of the facts. The Orion Talk Radio Network is committed to bringing you entertaining and and thought-provoking programming that dares to tell the truth. And you can help us as we grow our network. If you think you have what it takes to host a show, you know of someone interested in hosting a show, or any other suggestions, comments, or questions, please drop us an email at OrionTalkRadio@gmail.com. That's OrionTalkRadio@gmail.com. And thank you for listening to the Orion Talk Radio Network.
USA Radio News, I'm Sean Scott Ferguson. Pakistani intelligence officials say they've intercepted militant radio communications indicating the Pakistani Taliban's leader may have been killed in a recent U.S. drone strike in northwest Pakistan. The officials said Thursday they overheard Taliban militants in around half a dozen intercepts discussing whether their chief, Hakimullah Mehsud, was killed on January 12. French President Nicolas Sarkozy says France must have the courage and calmness to make difficult decisions to overcome the financial crisis in his first public appearance since the country's credit rating was downgraded. But Sarkozy avoided any mention Sunday of the loss of France's prized AAA rating. The UN Secretary General says the old order of one-man rule and family dynasties is over in the Middle East. In a keynote address today at a conference on democracy in the Arab world being held in Beirut, Ban Ki-moon demanded that Syria's president stop killing his own people. IRN USA Radio News.
Today, most people are more likely to get a pay cut than a cost of living raise. But I have good news for you. You can build your own golden parachute. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby, and I think you'll find that the three-step plan home business system is a great solution to money worries. You can add to your income in your spare time. For information, go to 3-STEP-USA or call 800-480-2102. 800-480-2102.
Attention homeowners. The Obama administration is pressuring lenders to do more to prevent foreclosure with its Home Affordability and Stability Plan. If you own a home and you're having trouble making your payments or facing foreclosure, we can help. We now have the ability to stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties, take your adjustable rate mortgage to a fixed rate, and reduce your mortgage payment to as low as 2%. Call the National Mortgage Helpline at 800-242-1865. Again, that's 800-242-1865.
Hi, I'm Sol Vinora. Join me Sundays 10 a.m. EST for the Sol Vinora Radio event on the Orion Talk Radio Network.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rod, and this is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. My website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Go there. I've got a lot of information on my website. I will link to Diane's website, naturecons.weebly.com. I just thought my mind totally went blank there, Diane.
That's okay.
I'm thinking Diane who? I couldn't think of your last name for a second.
Just hope it doesn't happen to both of us at the same
time. Some lady's got a website. Go take a look. Will you please? Diane Hunter, everybody. I do apologize, Di. I just had a total mental blank right there. But take a look, naturecons.weebly.com. I will link to hers on mine, theunsolicitedopinion.com, and it will be up on the tab, under the tab entitled podcast. There will be a podcast of the show up on my website later today. All right? So anyway, go ahead, Di. Keep talking about what's happening with Stacy. So her son right now is with the father, and Stacy hasn't been able to see him since he was given to his father, correct?
I'm not sure about that. I don't believe so, but I'm not 100% sure. I think she has spoken with him on the phone.
Okay.
One of the things that I really found upsetting, and I wanted to say on my page, it's called Support Stacy Lynn on my website, and you'll be able, I've posted a lot of the public record documents on there, so you will be able to see a play out of how this took place, and you'll start seeing the evidence stack up against the judicial system of Fort Collins. In doing that, one of the things I noticed on here really upsets me. It was on, I believe, the sworn affidavit that Stacy gave to the court in reference to this. And, yeah, the formal complaint of unconstitutional and illegal acts. Right before her hearing, she had put this up, and she was asking citizens of Fort Collins to come to the hearing and support her and listen to what was happening. And apparently, there's a disclaimer on here because she felt she needed to warn the citizens of this. It says, please know in advance of your decision to help that innocent people who have been associated with me and my efforts have been subjected to unpleasant situations such as being investigated by high-power environmental attorneys, being evicted from their homes, and so on.
Well, see, we got to stop this because everybody's sitting out there thinking, okay, well, I'm going to just be a church mouse because nothing will happen to me that way. And you're very, very wrong because all you got to do is look back in history to see the future. And people were targeted. People are, lives are destroyed. People have been murdered. These people are vicious. And you got to stand up. You either stand up now or you will be a slave. Everybody needs to stand up now. There is strength in numbers. There are more of us than there are of them. And that's what people need to realize. There are more of us than there are of them.
Absolutely. I mean, we outnumber them. I don't know what the statistics are, but you figure maybe 5,000 of these people in the country, as far as the real, or in the world, as far as the real power brokers, compared to 6 billion people, or what is it? Not, no, what are we at now, Maggie?
About 7 billion.
Okay. Well, that's,
there you go.
On our side.
Exactly. Exactly. That's why the time is now. It's not somewhere down the road. It's not after your kids get out of college. It's not after you retire, because look at, they're destroying the economy. They're collapsing the system. The dollar is going to go through the floor, and you won't be able to get a loaf of bread with $1,000. And if you don't think that's possible, all you got to look back at is the Weimar Republic in Germany and see what life was like for them, okay? That's all you need to do. And if you think that can't happen here, you're a fool. And let me be the first to tell you that. And I'm sure not the last.
Well, you know, it is hard, Maggie, to really realize that almost everything we have been taught was propaganda.
Exactly.
That is a hard concept to wrap your mind around. And I think an important thing for people to remember, you know, don't take my word for it. Don't take Maggie Rodden's word for it. Take some of the research that we've done, and then add to it yourself, and you'll see what we're saying is documented in fact.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Start doing some research. Because I'm telling you, everything they told you is a big lie. It's a big lie. And the opposite is the truth. And who was the wiser? Nobody was. And that's why it's so difficult for people to realize that they have been lied to their whole life, because it's absolutely everything you thought was a fact. 99% of it, I should say, that you believed was factual is actually fictional. And it's all been created. It's all been one big play being played out. For decades and decades and decades, we've all been conned and duped. It's absolutely incredible. That's why it's so hard for people to believe this. They just can't imagine.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Di.
I was going to say that's why I called my website Nature Cons, because, as you know, I started out doing research against the Nature Conservancy and what they are doing in taking our they want to control all of our land and water and natural resources, because they try to tell us that we are too ignorant to take care of the earth, when all they have ever been about, all they will ever be about, is control. It
right.
is not about conservation and preservation. And in my studies, Maggie, oddly enough, I found out that as bad as Nature Conservancy is, World Wildlife is even worse. On a much bigger degree. Nature Conservancy speaks, they boast of about 1 million members. World Wildlife has over 5 million members and is headed by the whatever adjective you want to add to the so-called royalty, most particularly the English of England, but it's also the Netherlands and other countries.
Well, all people need to do, you got to do, there's enough people out there putting information out there for you. So start doing some research. Start taking a look at peeling away the layers of the onion and trying to figure out who it is that's actually been behind all of this stuff. Follow the money. If you follow the money, you're going to find the truth. Because it is, one of the planks of the Communist Manifesto, one of the planks is control of property into the hands of the collective, which the collective is in all the unwashed masses. I got news for you. The control of the property is in the hands of the few. It's not the unwashed masses. It's not the proletariat. It's all a big lie. It's all a big con. Marx was just a con artist. That's all. Hustling people.
Well, when people realize, and this is a sad thing, you know, Nature Conservancy, World Wildlife, Sierra Club, all of those come begging for your donations. And I don't care if you're giving $10, $15, or $25 to them. Once you do the research and look into this, you will realize that you are helping to pay for your own demise.
Right.
I mean, how warped is that, Maggie? How evil is that?
Yeah, I know. But who knew? I never knew. I mean, I remember as a little girl, my sister belonged to the Audubon Society, and she was going and watching birds, and we thought, oh, it was wonderful. She was learning all about birds, and isn't this wonderful? And no one had any idea. Had no idea. We had no idea because they control the media. You don't know these things because they try to isolate the people who are telling you the truth, or they call them names, or they denigrate them to get you to think that, oh, these just are evil, racist people, and they're just anti-Semites, and they're racists, and they're haters, so don't listen to anything they have to say. They're not telling you the truth. And that's absolutely just one of the tactics they use to try to throw you off their trail.
Well, that's exactly what they did during the Gulf disaster in 2010. Now, some of it did come out about Nature Conservancy's ties with British Petroleum, which is just unbelievable. What you didn't hear, though, was their tie with Nature Conservancy and World Wildlife both have very strong ties with Nalco Holding. Nalco Holding produces Corexit. But you didn't hear about that, did you, Maggie?
No, and hold on, Di, because we've got to go to another break. We'll be right back, everybody. Don't change that dial. You can tell us about Corexit when we come back.
Are you a frequent flyer business traveler? Are you tired of paying exorbitant ticket prices to fly business or first class? Well, now you don't have to. Visit flyfirstclass.com to find out how you can travel in style and comfort to hundreds of locations around the world while saving 40 to 70% on your airfare. FlyFirstClass.com has been serving corporate and leisure travelers the world over since 1998. They are a professional company, providing professionals with first-class service and total reliability. How about flying from Miami to Paris, round trip per person, business class from $3,300, or first class from $4,600? Or a flight from the 48 states, Canada, or Alaska to South America, business class starting at $3,300, or first class starting at $4,600. Make no mistake, these are flights on major commercial airlines. So before you book your next flight, log on to flyfirstclass.com and see how much money you can save. That website is flyfirstclass.com, flyfirstclass.com.
Have you been diagnosed with cancer and told that there isn't any alternative to chemo, radiation, and surgery? Are you tired of hearing that if you want to survive, you must be brave and accept the suffering that comes with cancer treatments today? LaserMed, Inc. says, fight back! Because now it's cancer's turn to die with its revolutionary patented laser treatment called Leash Therapy. Without cutting, bleeding, poisoning, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin and breast cancer in place, as well as some other types of cancer, no matter what the size. To find out if you qualify for this therapy, call 918-398-9577. That's 918-398-9577. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com.
In a world where corrupt oppressors and oligarchs have seized control of the populations, total tyranny is amongst us. The burden of humanity rests on our shoulders. The only way out is to expose the global crime syndicate known as the New World Order. Together, we are all one. Together, we are Intel soldiers. The battle for free humanity ensues. Join us in the fight. The Intel Hub.com.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rod and this is the Unsolicited Opinion, and we have a few more minutes left before the fat lady sings for another day. So Diane, you were talking about Corexit when we went to break, so please continue.
Right. Well, one of the ways, and there are several, and then I've got this quite in detail on my website if people would like to look at it. For one thing, I believe his name's Thomas Middleton of the Blackstone Group, sits on the board of TNC, Nature Conservancy. And the Blackstone Group is one of the owners of Nalco Holding. And just last year, Nalco merged with Ecolab, Inc. That is also on the International Leadership Council of Nature Conservancy. So there's another link to it. And then they have created this, I believe it's Alliance for Water Stewardship. I'm sorry, I don't have my notes exactly in front of me on this. And both World Wildlife and Nature Conservancy have partnered with Nalco on this Alliance for Water Stewardship. So that is why, if you ever wondered why when the EPA said don't use any more Corexit, the EPA pretty much got told to go away. Nothing or no one was going to stop the
Well,
dumping.
Explain to people who don't know what Corexit is, explain what that is and what they were doing after the Gulf oil spill.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's the disbursement. One of the most toxic in the entire world. It has been banned, I think it's by at least 17 countries, including the United Kingdom, where BP comes from.
And well, Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Well, it's having a devastating effect on the population around the Gulf and all of our marine animals. But do you hear one word coming from World Wildlife or Nature Conservancy about it? No. Their silence is absolutely deafening, and it's because they partnered with them.
Well, you know, if anybody doesn't think that the game is rigged, all you got to do is remember after that Gulf oil spill when some different countries offered to send their freighters over here, the ones that are designed to the skimmers that would have helped skim the oil off the surface of the water, and Obama told them no. Now, if you don't think the game is rigged, then your head is stuck where the sun doesn't shine, because what does that tell you? Why would you turn away anyone who's offering help, who can bring in ships that can help remove the oil as rapidly as possible? Why would you say no to that unless you had something else planned?
Well, exactly. I believe it's up to the last figure, and this has been several months ago, that they had put over 2 million gallons. They were dumping it by night and spraying it, even from some accounts from the residents down there, they were being sprayed inland on it. It makes, from what I can find on it, it makes mammals hemorrhage. Just the marine life alone, when you start looking at what has happened to them, if it's happening to the mammals, you know it's going to happen to us, and yet you never hear any more about this in the news, do you?
No, you don't hear a single word. In fact, I remember watching that leftist. He's a Democrat who's one of these campaign managers, bald-headed guy. You know who I'm talking about? I can't think of his name. But he's married to Marley Maitland or something like that. I can't think of her name either. But she pretends she's a Republican, and he pretends he's a Democrat, and they play that dialectic out so well. You know who I'm talking about?
You're talking about James Carville, right?
Exactly. Well, when this was going on, he grew up in Louisiana. When this was going on, one day he was ranting on TV, ranting about, you're killing us down here. Got to do something. You're just killing us down here, he said. And then the next day he was singing another tune entirely, because I'm sure they said to him, listen, pal, you want to eat? You want three hots and a cot? You want to keep getting a paycheck? Then shut up and play ball. So the next day he had an entirely different tune he was singing than he was when he realized what was happening to his home. So you need to realize it. There are more of us than there are of them. I am telling you. You know, the one guy I have on my show weekly, William Taylor Ryle, constitutional expert, says if we would only all just stand up and say no, they would know what to do, because there are more than us than them. I mean, physically, there are hundreds of millions of us and only a handful of them.
You're absolutely right. And I think they remember George Bush's shock and awe. I think that's what these people need to be given. They need to see this. They need to see the power of a united, organized, angry as hell American people, because it is a power to be reckoned with.
What does they say? Speak truth to power. I'm telling you, the truth will set you free. You got to start speaking out. You know, you and I were talking earlier before we got on the air together, Di, but finish up your thoughts, if you would, please, with where you were going with the Corexit and these criminals behind it, please.
Well, I think people really, the one thing, when I started looking at all of this with Nature Conservancy and World Wildlife, it led me in a whole bunch of different directions, and I think it led me to the real power source on this. One group that I would like to bring up just real quickly, Maggie, is the Pilgrim Society. It's also, I've got the membership listed on my website, and the 1001 Club. You will start seeing the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Group, the Bilderberg Group. You will just start making these connections. And I think we need to really focus on hitting at the very high point, not the middleman or the low people, the very high point. To cut the head off of this snake.
Well, people need to follow the money. It's the bottom line. Follow the money, and that's where you're going to... If you follow the money trail, that will lead you to the people who control the purse strings. It's
and
as
it
simple as
you,
that.
Absolutely. It will lead you to the Pilgrim Society. There is an American version and an English version, and it is... I would say probably not 1 in 1,000 people know about it. When you start reading about it, you will understand a lot. And you start seeing the history for what it really was.
Well, it's the same handful of people. It has been the same handful of people. No matter all of these groups, they all lead to the same place. Just follow the money. That's all you got to do, and start doing a lot of research on these different websites that are out there while there's still time to get this information out there. And one of the things I wanted to suggest that I was talking about last week, you know, I get a ton of junk mail, and lots of times there's those postage paid envelopes, especially the people sending you crap that want a donation. Well, take and print out a handout and put it in that postage paid envelope and send it back to these people. And then for people who don't have the money for ink and a printer and paper, take those envelopes that you get in the mail from all that junk that everybody gets junk mail. Start writing down some of the websites that people need to take a look at, and take and leave that envelope around in the soup section of the grocery store or in your drugstore or at the gas station or when you go to McDonald's and they hand you your hamburger, hand them an envelope with naturecons.weebly.com written on it, or my website, theunsolicitedopinion.com written on it, or this network, Orion Talk Radio. Leave it there and say, you want to know the truth? Look here. Listen here. Do something. Do something. You know how many people start looking at that crap? Who isn't going to pick up an envelope, Di? Because they're going to want to find out what's inside it.
You know,
oh, wow, maybe somebody left
me
a buck. Yeah, it is. I know it. I know
that
it.
Because I was just thinking, yeah, how many of those envelopes do you throw away? I throw away a lot. I mean, I don't even open them. I just tear them up and they go in the trash.
Me either. Me either. So start taking advantage of it. I know people are, you know, they don't have a lot of money. People don't have a lot of money for print, for ink, for their printer and paper and that stuff. So start using the crap they send you in the mail for free. Take advantage of it. Doesn't take anything to take a pen and write down a couple of websites and write on there, hey, you want to know what's really going on? Take a look here. Take a look there. Don't you think people are going to pick that up and say, wait a second. Let me check this out. They'll stick it in their pocket, and they get home, and they'll say, what is that website? TheUnsolicitedOpinion.com. What is that website? NatureCons.Weebly.com.
I think that is just an outstanding idea, because you're right. Everybody will pick up an envelope. They
exactly.
will be curious.
Yes, they will.
And that is how you reach. Oh, yes. Boy, that's a good one, Maggie.
Yep. I really believe that, Di, and I know I'm running out of time here, Di. I only got about another minute before the fat lady sings. So I want to thank you for joining me today. Come back next week. We'll do it again next Sunday. How's that sound?
Okay. I'd love to, Maggie, and thank you
Unless
very
you
much.
Got a hot date or something like that, then we won't. But between, okay?
Okay, and thank you for your listeners for having us in your home.
I appreciate that, too. I truly do. Thanks, Di. I'll talk to you later. Thanks for joining me. Diane Hunter, naturecons.weebly.com. Listen,
okay.
My website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Go there. I will link to Diane's website, naturecons.weebly.com, on mine. Under the tab entitled podcast, we'll get a podcast up later this afternoon. And please get involved and take the envelopes. Leave them around. Write something on them. I don't care whose website you want to put on there, but do something. You're broke? Well, do you still get junk mail? Even the poorest of poor, as long as they got a residence, they get junk mail. Anyway, listen, everybody, I got to go to Oz. Somewhere over the rainbow is a wonderful place to be. Chin up, everybody. Better days are coming. We've got people like Diane Hunter in the world fighting for you and I. So don't lose heart. I'll be back. You know, you can hear me during the week. And another great show follows mine. So don't change that dial. See ya.
Really? You know what Miss Gus said she was going to do to Toto? She says she
now,
was going to...
Now, Dorothy, dear, stop imagining things. You always get yourself into a fret over nothing. Now, you just help us out today and find yourself a place where you won't get into any trouble.
Some place where there isn't any trouble.
Do you suppose there is such a place, Toto?
There must be. It's not a place you can get to by a boat or a train. It's far, far away. Behind the moon, beyond the rain.
Troubles. bells melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where